5 days left to the election and the deep state desperate, President Trump's life has never been in more danger, but not from Iran. This is an emergency alert. President Trump's life is in serious danger. The deep state already tried to kill him and failed on July 13th of this year, just 40-something days ago. And 2 days after it happened, I came out and said, the deep state is going to try again, and they're going to try to frame Iran. And now they are officially doing it.
The big move is to hit them with a large truck bomb. They again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon and blame the Iranians. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly, we're in full war with Russia. Instantly, the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly, life as you know it is over. And they're going to use the war to try to get Americans to, oh, my God, you know, we got hit by a nuke, Iran, you know, with Russia. You know, and then everybody's off the air except the corporate news. And then you're going to see all hell break loose because there are people inside all those corporate news organizations and inside the government that are our people. Everyone's going to know it's the deep state. They're not going to be able to blame it on Iran. That's who they're going to do it. That's who they're going to blame it on. And I know there's scenarios. And so it's not alarmist to say this. And I think we need to really get on the table out front to the globalists. We know your plans. We know your operations. We know your history. And again, what do they do to get the sympathy back or to change the subject? Some horrible event. And again, if their next assassination attempts fail, if they're unable to poison him, that's the default. They're going to try to poison him. And if they can't get a shooter in, and if they can't get a truck bomb in close enough, if they put the barricades far enough back in Milwaukee, they're going to wait till he's back in Mar-a-Lago or somewhere and roll a truck bomb in there, guaranteed, and say the Iranians did it.
Now, that's just one example of dozens, just days after I predicted it. And then a few days after I predicted that, 4 days after he got grazed in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI came out and said, we have credible threats that the mullahs over in Iran, the Ayatollah, is trying to kill Trump and might have been involved. Oh, did the mullahs have the Secret Service stand down? Did they pull most of the security off? Did the mullahs have the Secret Service not point the man out on the roof for over 26 minutes or 90 minutes down below with a rangefinder? Now we know a rifle. Man, those mullahs have magical powers. So now there's an article in Newsmax, similar propaganda everywhere from conservative media we can trust that, oh, absolutely, there's a big plot to kill Trump and the Ayatollah wants him dead before the election. I wonder who else wants him dead before the election. And Trump really fell into this trap when Netanyahu spoke to Congress a few weeks ago and said the mullahs are going to try to kill Trump, and Trump said on Truth Social, well, if they kill me, destroy Iran.
They actually sent death squads. They sent death squads here to murder a former Secretary of State and a former National Security Advisor. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have Homeland Security, you have the whole DHS, FBI, Secret Service system, fingerprints all over the attempt assassination. The deep state wants Trump gone. And now Israel's saying, well, if Trump gets killed, it's Iran's fault. And Trump goes, yeah, if I get killed, blow up Iran. President Trump, you're digging your own grave, inviting the deep state to kill you so they can attack Iran, keep you out of office, and clamp down on the American people. This is absolutely insane. And it's not like I'm pointing this out now. I pointed it out before they even put out their propaganda because I study them and I'm many steps ahead of them. Again, if I hadn't even predicted this days before they started this and they came out and said this now, it's obvious that they weren't involved, the Iranians, in the attempted assassination of Trump back in July. But the fact that they're trying to sell this right now is very, very extremely ominous and dangerous.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
And finally, Iran came out a month ago and said, we don't want Trump dead.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday, August 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal, coming to you live this Friday, the 23rd of August. Last night was the third and final night of the Democratic National Catastrophe. Show you some clips from that, cover that a little bit. It was more of the same, obviously. I guess kind of a slow news day today. Not a lot of big breaking bombshell news that we typically expect. So I think maybe, what we'll do today is maybe go back over the last week of news, because there's been some doozies, folks. Remember, hey, you guys remember when they announced that they lost 300,000 children in the immigration system? Y'all remember that? That was 2 days ago. These stories should maybe have a little bit of a longer shelf life. Maybe something should be done about these things. I don't know. So we'll go over sort of the top stories of the week. We'll tell you about what is going on around the world today. We'll take your calls as well. And a very special guest at 9 a.m., a little bit later in the show. And just to start, I want to point out the video you just saw in the first 5 minutes of this episode. It can be found at InfoWars.com, band.video. It's very brilliantly put by Alex. Emergency alert, deep state planning to assassinate Trump and frame Iran, triggering World War III. That is clearly where all of the chatter seems to be pointing. And you'd think this would just be one of those things that, like, in whatever, you know, underground pyramid the New World Order is planning their future deceptions in, you'd think one of them would go, can we blame this? Can we kill Trump and blame it on Iran? Everybody else would go, come on, don't be ridiculous. We can't be that obvious. We can't be that blatant. I mean, people are dumb. I mean, we can lock them up for a year over the flu, but you really think people are dumb enough to believe that Iran would spark a war with America by assassinating Trump? I mean, that's way too far-fetched. Come on, Jim, come up with something better. And then they have nothing better. So that's what they go with, I guess. I guess that's how it worked, because anybody with even a modicum of knowledge about, like, what's going on in the Middle East, historically, who does assassinations to whom and when? Like, does everybody not know right now that the only thing stopping Iran from obliterating Israel is the potential of America's involvement? That the only thing keeping that very, very hot pot of water from boiling over is the threat of American intervention? And yet you're claiming that Iran would try to assassinate Trump at this all-important and incredibly tense moment. But hey, I guess this is coming from the same people that told you Assad bombed his own people with chemical weapons. That one, I guess, was equally ridiculous. And yet they're going with it. Like, how many times can you be convinced that, you know, are the enemy world leaders like Bashar al-Assad or the leader of Iran, that they're just suicidal idiots? Like, how many times can they convince you Sergio, the Syrian chemical attack may be the best example because it's Obama going, my red line is chemical attacks. If Assad uses chemicals on his own people, America gets involved. And it's Assad using chemicals on his own people in a war that he was winning and didn't need to use chemical weapons. And the entire thing was fraudulent up and down. But people bought that. At least they pretended to. I seriously doubt anybody actually did, but the people in power were very insistent. They definitely believed that Assad did the one thing Obama said would bring America into the war, totally unprovoked and without cause. And so here you have Iran, whose entire existence depends exclusively on keeping America out of the conflict in the Middle East. And then you've got the American deep state and the Israeli deep state, a.k.a. the deep state. It's the same deep state. Telling you that Iran has an assassination attempt planned. It's been planned for years, by the way. Maybe I'll show the Don Bongino clip where he's talking about this, because he seems to be buying into this. That's retarded. I'm sorry, it is. Like, maybe we just dedicate the whole show today talking about well-known, well-publicized, thoroughly proven by evidence assassinations by Mossad. Maybe we should get into the incredibly intricate assassination plots that have played out in real-time CCTV capture, so we can see just how thoroughly embedded into every Western government Mossad agents are. Maybe we need to do something like that. I've told you about one of the most illustrating examples, one of the best examples of Mossad assassination of a leader of Hamas in Dubai, I believe. And again, the details of this are incredible, where you've got 20 different people from like 17 different countries all arriving in this city on the same day for various different reasons, all with their parts to play, all with fake passports. And the crazy thing is, like, it's not like it was a bunch of Israelis going to Dubai with, like, Belgian passports. No, there's a Belgian businesswoman and a Belgian businessman and a French man and a German man and somebody from the Netherlands and somebody else from. And so it's like, okay, have these people been arrested? Have they been? No, they, of course, they've never been arrested, even though they're caught on CCTV and apparently are citizens of these Western European countries. The point is, when you're talking about assassination plots, I would just apply the same rule that you should apply when you are trying to investigate any murder or crime or anything of the sort. And if you're sitting there and there, you know, it's a classic, you know, Sherlock Holmes style mystery where you've got six different people and any of them could have done it and they all had motive. Well, if you have one person who is desperately insisting that somebody else is the culprit, even though there's no evidence for that, and they can't really even provide any proof for what they're saying, I would start looking at the accuser, right? When you've got one of the people pointing at the other people and going, it was definitely them. No, for sure it was them. I know. I can't show you how I know. It's a secret, but definitely it was 100% them for sure. I have proof. No, I can't show you, but I have proof. It's like, all right, you're the one I'm going to be looking at now. Because you don't have proof. And you don't know any more than anybody else. But you seem desperate to get the vision off of you. And, of course, the classic conspiracy question, qui bono, who benefits, who would benefit from Iran assassinating the American president? I mean, it's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe that people can't see through this. And I'm so glad that Alex made the point of telling Trump, what the hell are you doing? And I did a tweet about this. I thought it would be really great if after the assassination attempt on Trump on July 13th, if he came out and said, you know, they missed me, they grazed me, but they missed me. And let me just send a message out to all of my followers. I deplore violence. I don't want any violence. But if they kill me, you get the green light. You get the green light from my ghost. Tear their heads off. Make them pay. Let the streets run red with the blood of the traitors. You know who they are. You know their names. If they kill me, you kill them. That'd be like the best insurance policy you could ever possibly have. What you want, as strategically, if you're Trump, is to have a situation set up where your worst enemies are desperate to protect you at all costs. Is the deep state powers that be knowing, oh my God, if Trump falls down the stairs and dies, they're going to blame us and we're all going to die. We have to protect Trump. Trump has to be safe. He has to remain alive because the American people are going to kill us all if they think that we killed Trump. That'd be a great situation. He gave us basically the exact opposite. Where he's like, if I die, it was Iran. Go to war but on behalf of Israel. It's like you are literally incentivizing the most prolific assassins the world has ever known. You are dangling the thing that they have lusted after for 30 years in front of them and saying, kill me and you get this. Are you an idiot? Are you an idiot? I want you to understand. Israel's assassination program, the targeted killing program, is it's the prototype for every other targeted killing program in the world. No other country had a program of assassinations like this until Israel taught them how to do it. I hope you know. Again, Rise and Kill First, Ronan Bergman, Israeli journalist, access to Mossad operatives, goes through the whole lot. I mean, Israel was founded by assassins. The founding members of basically every governmental office in Israel were like terrorists and assassins. You know, they killed JFK, right? Have we been over this? Have you looked into this? And this is one of the funny things where it's like, JFK is sort of the best example, obviously, because there's so many different groups of people that you can blame the JFK assassination on. And somehow it's not hateful to do that. But the Russian communists, the Italian mob, Texas oilmen, American CIA, you can suggest Cuban rebels. Like, you suggest any of these things, people are like, yeah, possible, definitely possible. Jewish Mossad. And people are like, whoa, buddy, hold on. Whoa, you're just saying Jews are behind everything? Okay, so just if anybody dies, it's the Jews. Okay, right? I get it. It's like, yeah, so that never gets, that's never one of the typically discussed, potential guilty parties. But you look into it and you find out that, literally everything points in that direction. Every piece of evidence more or less points exclusively in that direction. So, again, when you're talking about the assassination attempt or the potential assassination attempt, you're looking at it like any other crime. One thing you might want to notice is that of your list of suspects, one of them is a serial killer. One of them has done this before. Many times. Maybe that counts against them. And we've had, yesterday, there were two more potential assassination scares of Trump. That's why I'm talking about this. You've got Trump out there telling Israel, oh, you know that thing that you've desperately tried to bring about in almost, embarrassing ways. I remember like being in high school and seeing Netanyahu go to the UN with a big cartoon picture of a bomb, coloring it in. Oh, when the color reaches the top line, everyone dies. Give us billions of dollars of weapons. And Trump's out there going, if I get killed, go to war with Iran for Israel. Okay, great. That's great. Frodo being like, if I get killed, give the ring to Sauron. What? Why would you do that, though? And this is why I don't understand. What does Trump not know this? Does Trump not know this? Anyway, does Trump not know it? Does Don Bongino not know this? Do they not actually know? Is it Dan? I don't even care, frankly. No, mad respect. No, I respect the hell out of him. He's a great guy. But how can you be fooled this easily? Honestly. Honestly, it's pathetic. And while we're on that note, here's the way Iran actually does things. Here's the way Iran actually does things. So Israel assassinates the Hamas leader in Tehran, right? One of maybe a dozen assassinations that have occurred since October 7th, whether it's bombing a consulate in Damascus or, you know, assassinating people in Tehran. I think you'll find the more you look into it, the more you'll find assassination as a tool of war. Not so much Iran's forte, but almost the primary weapon of Israel. Okay, again, just looking at facts, looking at historical facts here. I don't know, has Iran ever assassinated anybody recently? So Iran gets attacked by Israel, and this is a major slap in the face. And in Islamic countries, this is like a very pertinent thing. I remember there being a video of Osama bin Laden after 9/11, or it wasn't even Osama bin Laden, but it was another Taliban person, you know, talking about this in Islamic religious terms of like the slap in the face. And how it was like, you know, it's like worse to get slapped in the face than it is to get killed, because it's an attack with, you know, you can die and be a martyr. If you get slapped in the face and don't respond, you're like nothing. You're like a dog. You're like your honor has been stolen completely. And so the attack on Tehran was a slap in the face of Iran. For their own domestic tranquility, they have to respond to Israel. Everybody knows this, and that's why I was, you know, for the past 2 weeks, like, oh, they're about to attack. It could be today. It could be the next 24 hours. Could happen immediately. And so Iran's between a rock and a hard place. They're sort of screwed. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. They've been slapped in the face. They have to respond. If they don't respond, there's a huge black mark on their record, a huge, like it could actually threaten their legitimacy within their own government. Like, they have to respond if they want to stay in power. But if they respond, America gets involved and obliterates them. Well, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They say they're going to respond. They have to say, hey, we've been slapped in the face. We are going to respond in a way you can't imagine. They have to respond in that way. But if they respond in that way, then America goes to war with them. So what do? They pull out some classic Persian Uno reverse trickery. And they say, we are going to attack. We are going to hit Israel in a very big way. But we're not going to let our beef with Israel interfere with the Gaza peace process. So we're withholding the attack. We are delaying the attack until after the Gaza ceasefire is established. That's a strategic move. That is a very strategic move. So now you put the ball back in Israel's court and put them between a rock and a hard place. We're not doing well in Gaza. We're losing a lot of people. It keeps dragging on. It's not going well. It's really bad press. We'd love to wrap this thing up, but if we do, Iran's going to blow us to pieces. This is the higher level strategic thinking that's going on, the plays that are being made on the geopolitical chessboard. What they don't do is have analogous, like, shadowy plots for years on end to kill Trump that never come to fruition, never get acted on. And they're talking about, like, maybe Thomas Crooks was like a Iranian honeypot subject. That's just like, come on though. But really, you really think that? You really think Iran had Thomas Crooks training at the DHS gun range? Do you? You think that's the case? Okay. Now you're clearly very tuned in to the geopolitical world and the way the deep state operates. It was probably a sexy Iranian woman luring Thomas Crooks to the DHS home base gun range, setting up overseas accounts in Belgium. Oh, Belgium. Oh, we're hearing about Belgium again. That apparently has come out. It was like Germany and Belgium. Do y'all know what were the cities that the... Remember they said overseas accounts. What did I tell you when they said overseas accounts? I said, well, it's not Iran, it's not Russia. Republican congressman claims Trump shooter Thomas Crooks had three encrypted accounts overseas and hints at Iranian plot as FBI continues to investigate. Yeah, when they say overseas account, you know, it just means it's an ally. It has to be an ally. If it was Russia or if it was Iran, they would name that. And again, don't think for a second that they would be like, well, we can't say who it was. We want to keep the geo. They're blaming Iran with no proof. If they had proof, they would show it. Again, I think this is, you know, one of the most important things happening in the world right now. The Gaza ceasefire negotiations continue. The assassination attempts against Donald Trump continue. We can go to videos of Kamala shrieking about how evil white men are. But all that's just sort of background noise to the looming inevitability of World War III and nuclear exchange with Russia and Iran and China allied against Israel and the United States and our puppets in the West, like NATO. And in every one of these cases, the people pushing the envelope, the people driving us ever closer to direct conflict with these opposing powers, it's always us. It's always America or Israel pushing things farther. Ukraine is targeting Russian nuclear facilities right now, despite being hammered for the last 2.5 years. They're now on the offensive, and luckily, there was actually a statement from Zelensky saying, this incursion, this invasion will help us reach a peace deal on Ukraine's terms, which is, again, is exactly what I said. I said the best possible scenario for this is that this is a sort of last-ditch effort to gain some sort of advantage so you're not going into the negotiations totally empty-handed. It can make a big difference whether you go in just going, please, for the love of God, I surrender, you win. What can I do to make peace? Very different than, okay, we've just taken a bunch of your land. We've just, you know, I know we've been beaten a lot, but, you know, now we've got this victory under our belt. Now we can go to the negotiating table. I would love for that to be the case. But at the same time, Zelensky is actually asking European countries to deport Ukrainian refugees back to Ukraine to be sent to the front lines. Bizarrely, Western countries are refusing. I wouldn't have expected that. I guess it's hard to tell who's going to come out on top when you've got the suicidal inclination of the West to incorporate all refugees, regardless of any other concern or interest, and their desire to start World War III on the muddy, bloody fields of Ukraine. I guess in this case, the refugee program wins out. Daily Dispatch on the other side. Stay with us.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. And we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be joined by very special guests in the next hour. We'll take your calls throughout the second half of this show as well. We've also got a series of videos that I could show you. I don't know. It's Friday. I want to keep it light, but, you know, we got black gangs hunting white people, apparently. I don't know. Something. Is it like a full moon today or something? There's like these cycles where I can go 2 weeks without seeing one of these stories. And then today, it's like four different stories. 66-year-old dude in New York walking down the street, attacked and killed. Man pumping gas at a gas station in Southern California, shot in the head for no particular reason. 14-year-old girl killed. It just like all happens all at once. I don't know. Are black people controlled by the moon? I'm trying to come up with a reason why these things happen cyclically. I don't understand it. And I don't particularly want to cover it, but we will. We'll get to all of it. And we forgot to do it in the first segment. Let's do it now. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, the 23rd of August, 2024. Taxpayer-funded group offers $30,000 to new home buyers as long as they aren't U.S. citizens. Hacienda Community Development Corporation is participating in a taxpayer-funded down payment assistance program that gives money to non-citizens to buy homes in Oregon while excluding American citizens from eligibility. According to records provided to the Daily Caller, Hacienda CDC is reportedly offering $30,000 for down payment assistance for eligible new home buyers through their Camino a Casa program. According to a screenshot first reported by ex-user Oregon Citizens, clients work closely with financial coaches and HUD-certified housing counselors throughout the entirety of the home buying process. In addition to mortgage readiness and financial fitness workshops, we provide various opportunities for down payment assistance, the organization said. Going unstated, exclusively for foreigners, we hate the American people. Like, not only are they getting your money to help pay for their down payment for the house, they're like being walked through the entire process every step of the way. And it's just blatant. I mean, is it not blatant? Have you ever seen a parent that just lavishes praise and love on one child and just despises their other one? I've never known anybody like that, because it's like evil. It's like actually evil. It's even more evil when the kid that they're lavishing love and praise and presence on isn't even their kid, while their kid goes hungry, struggles, just desperate, some approval from their parents, just constantly getting spit on. Well, like, the neighbor boy is just so wonderful, and I gave him your car, and I gave him all of your toys. It's just like, Americans can't get a break. American citizens cannot get a break. The entire government has been completely inverted to do nothing but exploit the American people and benefit everybody who's not American. It's insane. I mean, the solution to this is not hard. It's not like a difficult thing to handle. Look at this. It's a flyer with a company name. They're advertising it. Arrest them all. They all need to be arrested. They all need to be arrested. Everyone working at this company, everybody who's given them money, everybody who's sent them taxpayer dollars, everybody who's participating, all the banks that are in on it, you need to arrest all of them. I'm sorry, if I said I'm giving $30,000, you know, home purchasing grant to bank robbers, you know, if you're a bank robber, come see me, I'll give you a $30,000 down payment to your house. These people are using taxpayer dollars to incentivize breaking the law. They need to be arrested. It's not that difficult. Not that complicated. It's not nuanced. They all need to be arrested. The houses they purchase can be confiscated and given to Americans. But it just goes on and on. And it has to stop. It has to stop, and it won't stop until somebody stops them. Meanwhile, as another example of the continuing insanity in the UK, Scarborough teen arrested for racially aggravated behavior following police crackdown on civil unrest. This person was a teenager who waved an England flag and shouted. He has now been jailed for 2 years. He waved a Union Jack, and he raised his voice. He is now going to spend 2 of his formative years behind bars in prisons run by Muslim gangs, having been labeled somebody who is driven by racial hatred. James Martin, 18, was one of 3 young men who marched down the road towards the Islamic Center and adjacent mosque in Roscoe Street, York Crown Court heard. Okay, so maybe I undersold it a little bit. Yes, he was arrested for raising his voice, but it was in the direction of a mosque. So clearly, destroy his life, ruin his life, obviously. Send him to the Muslim gang to be killed in prison. Martin, wearing a bandana-type mask, a cap, and draped in the St. George's flag, was carrying fire lighters in his pocket as he marched down the street. Fire lighters? What the hell is fire lighters? You mean a lighter? He had a lighter in his pocket? Did he have matches? Did he have one of those starter logs for campfires? You have flint and steel? What did he have? Fire lighters in his pocket as he marched down the street, followed by police officers. In the event, the fear that widespread trouble could break out through Scarborough never materialized, and the bulk of police who'd been deployed in the town on August 8th were stood down by the evening. So it's not like this guy was even tangentially related to actual violence. There was never any violence. Again, completely insane. Completely, utterly insane. He had been shouting, swearing, and engaging in behavior likely to cause harassment or distress. I'll send the 18-year-old to prison until he's 21. Moving on. We're in danger here. Trump whisked away from News Nation interview. Security threats involving former President Trump continue more than a month after the assassination attempt on his life at a Pennsylvania rally in July. Trump abruptly ended the exclusive interview with News Nation on Thursday when a security detail alerted the former president, Republican nominee for president, that he would not be safe continuing the interview. Can I tell you something? We're in danger standing here talking, Trump said during the interview with News Nation's Ali Bradley at the U.S. southern border. So let's not talk any longer. Security doesn't want me standing here. They don't want you standing here either. Former President, the incident came a day after Arizona law enforcement agencies announced they were conducting a search for an Arizona man who allegedly threatened to kill Trump in a social media post. Officials later announced that the suspect was in custody hours after the interview. And, spoiler alert, the 66-year-old man threatening to kill Trump on social media turns out to be a sex offender, a child sex offender. 66-year-old child sex offender arrested in Arizona for threatening to kill Trump. All of our enemies are pedophiles. Isn't that weird? Isn't it so weird how people wanting to assassinate Trump are pedophiles, and the people that Kyle Rittenhouse killed are pedophiles, and they're all pedophiles. Isn't that strange? Isn't that so strange? Finally, we have this. Kamala Harris accepts Democratic nomination for president at DNC. Kamala Harris summoned Americans on Thursday to reject political division and instead chart what she called a new way forward as she accepted her party's nomination while blending biography and warnings about electing Donald Trump again into the White House. Guys, we don't need this division. Half of our country votes for an evil Nazi and must be destroyed. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
All right, folks, Nitrique Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitrique Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitrique Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitrique Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitrique Boost now.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Kamala is the nominee, whether they like it or not. They all, they love pretending that they like her. They got the message. She's their favorite now. Oh, Lord. You know, one of the only arguments that they have for Kamala, other than killing your baby and cutting your kid's junk off, is that you're going to be a part of history. You're going to be a part of making history. And it's true. If she becomes president, it will be historic. Hell, her being vice president was historic. First woman, first person of color, first non-white to hold the position. That was pretty historic. Pretty shameful too, isn't it? Isn't it shameful that the first woman who will forever, for all of time, hold the distinction, be put down in history books as the first woman vice president of the United States, the first woman to serve in a leadership capacity at the executive level, is somebody that everybody hates and that nobody voted for and that dropped out of the primary before a single vote was cast in 2020 because she couldn't even make it to Iowa before her campaign collapsed. Isn't that kind of shameful that that woman now holds this crown for all of time? Isn't that embarrassing? I'd be embarrassed by that, personally. You know, Jackie Robinson. It's like a serial killer. You know, it's like he was the first. He broke bounds as the first black baseball player. If it turned out he had a basement full of skeletons, we got to keep bringing up this guy, huh? So. It's like, yeah, you can make history. You can vote for Kamala Harris, and you can make history by showing that any progressive notion that you actually support, like having women in positions of power, has been usurped and is being wielded against you by extremely evil and massively powerful forces who decided that because of this, who see your desperation to be a part of history as a weakness to be exploited. Personally, I would want the first whatever president, the first woman president, the first black president, whatever it is, to be somebody capable and who would leave the country on better footing. Somebody that would prove that women or people of color have what it takes and are able to achieve these things without relying on help from the shadowy figures in the skyboxes above. So just know that, like, if you're voting for Kamala Harris because you want to contribute to this historical movement, what you're doing is contributing to the fact that for all of time and in all of history, the woman who will hold this position will be known as a despised DEI hire wannabe puppet woman, which would be a real shame for that to go down in the history books. Be a real shame for that to happen. But I mean, that just, it keeps happening though. But it does keep happening where you've got, you know, people celebrating. Look at how Houston got rid of all of their old white guy judges, and now all of the judges are women of color and socialist idiots. And then just everything gets significantly worse. And, you know, luckily we can see the obvious fact that the reason everything gets worse is because these people are chosen on the basis of their skin color, meaning that they're not qualified, meaning that the reason everything's going to crap is because the people electing black women to the judgeships are motivated by an impetus, a drive that is utterly disconnected to merit or whether or not these people will be successful. Because otherwise, the obvious conclusion would be, gee, every time we put black people or women in charge of things, everything gets significantly worse. See, we don't actually focus on identity. You do, which is why I'm bringing it up, because the Democrats celebrate the first woman or the first black person, whatever. And then they have to live with the consequences. And if they want to make skin color being the defining attribute, then what does it mean that every time, you know, the first black mayor of something, of some city, and it's like, she is now run away. We cannot find her because she stole all the city's money. That actually happened. That's like going on right now. I can't find the mayor of this city because she got caught committing a bunch of fraud and disappeared. First black woman elected. See, we were Democrats and we were focused on the identity and decided that was their defining characteristic and the way that we should judge them. It wouldn't reflect well on the other black women out there. Luckily, we are intelligent enough to recognize it's not because she's a black woman this happened. But because she's a black woman, they voted for her. She wasn't qualified. She wasn't morally capable of wielding power. But they didn't care about that. They cared about her skin color. Hope that makes sense. Hope what I'm saying makes sense to everybody. And the fact is that when Obama was running for president, this was also a major motivating factor for even me thinking, this will be great. I can't wait to be a part of a movement that ends racism in America. Yes, it was a stupid thing to believe, and I'm trying to get across to other people that might be in that stupid mindset that you too can break out of it. You too can see the way that your genuinely, you know, good inclination is being wielded against you, and you're being made a fool of. And if that actually happens, and she actually gets to be president, we'll go down in history books how easily you were manipulated. Let's watch some of her talk, shall we? Let's go to DNC clip 5. Kamala Harris accepts Democratic nomination for president at DNC. Here is her talking about reproductive freedom. Let's watch.
American. Friends, I believe America cannot truly be prosperous unless Americans are fully able to make their own decisions about their own lives, especially on matters of heart and home.
Except when it comes tonight, to COVID or,
America,
you know...
too many women are not able to make those decisions.
Can we just pause it real quick? I get it. All they care about is abortion. That's like the only thing. Like, when they say freedom, that's what they mean. When they say freedom, the only freedom they know is sin, basically. Like, they don't want to be... Actually, you know who put this really well is Orrin McIntyre. He says, for the left, freedom doesn't mean ordered liberty, allowing the individual to pursue virtue inside their community, but instead liberation from the consequences that give life meaning, a freedom of cosmopolitan hedonism, which inevitably makes everyone wards of the total state. This is in response to Ali Beth Stuckey, who says, when Democrats say autonomy and freedom, they're literally only talking about sex and abortion. They don't believe in school choice. They don't believe in free speech. They don't believe in the freedom to worship. They don't believe in parental rights. The freedom they're talking about is dismembering babies and sanctioning abnormal sexual choices. That's it. An easier way to put this is their concept of freedom is freedom to sin without consequence. That's it. That's the only freedom they care about. People have a right to their own life, especially when it comes to heart and home. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to tell my kid that sex is only for marriage and that boys are boys and girls are girls, and they can't change one to the other. The transgenderism is a mental illness, and homosexuality is an aberration. They're going to kick your door. If you say that, they're going to kick your door down and take your kid away and give him to a pedophile so he can be chemically mutilated. So we want everyone to be able to choose exactly what we want. Everyone has the freedom to do exactly what we tell them. Okay? Freedom to them is freedom to sin without consequence. Abortion is simply doing away with the burden of responsibility through the convenience of murder. They literally do not understand liberty. They don't understand liberty. They don't understand freedom. They don't know what that means. And so, consequently, they think that moral action is oppression. They think that upholding safety and abhorring degeneracy means that you hate love.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Revelation 12, verse 3, presents us with another threatening sign in the heavens. A mighty dragon of fiery red color, identified as Satan, having seven heads and ten horns, and on each head a royal crown or diadem. In the context of Revelation 12, the red dragon displays seven heads and ten horns, with seven diadems adorning the heads. The horns denote strength, and the crowns signify dominion.
No force can stop the Chinese people and the Chinese nation forging ahead.
The projections are that by 2050, that 70%, or the 60% is now with the G7, that 70% will be 35%. 35%. China and India together will be 50% of the global GDP. 50%. We're seeing a move in the next 40 years, the likes of which has not been seen for 200 years. And it's real. And it's real. And we're not preparing for it.
It turns out that China is going to overtake the United States in 2027. It was said that this might be delayed for a year or two. But this year, God has pulled off a little trick, right? God created COVID-19 and spread it to every country in the world. We still have 4,000 dead, right? But if 4,000 Chinese die versus 220,000 in the United States, we haven't really lost a single person, have we? In 2012, we achieved absolute superiority over the U.S. and Japan. We have gained absolute superiority over the U.S. military. And we are expanding our military at a rate unprecedented in human history. As long as we go to work every day, we will drive the U.S. to its death.
Globalists, man, they teach at the Army and Marine Corps training centers that America must merge with China for world peace. You know, I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast.
Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now.
Do not fear. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and he that lives. I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore, and have power over death and hell. Write the things I will show you. They are messages for all churches.
I believe persuasively that the book of Revelation was written before the fall of Jerusalem in the 60s, during the time of Nero, when Nero's most famous nickname throughout the empire was the Beast.
The old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the Battle of Armageddon with the dragon. And all the rest of it now unfolding. So get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to
the big finale.
Accurate Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We have a very special guest today, folks. We've had big guests in the past, but it really blows them all out of the water. Joining me today is the one and only Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States and Democratic Party nominee to be President of the United States. Madam Vice President, welcome to the show.
Harrison, it's a pleasure.
Well, last night was a huge night for you. Big speech at the DNC. You know, it's got to feel amazing being up there surrounded by all of those supporters chanting your name, knowing that you have been chosen by them to represent America. It's got to be weighty. It's got to be powerful. Is it the same feeling knowing that you were placed there on high from some sort of shadowy cabal? Do you still get the feeling of acceptance and celebration and power knowing how you sort of got there in the first place?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, shooting up is shooting up, right? So, you know, that thrill is still there. And I feel so powerful when I just see all these people chanting. And, you know, they're all under such strict guidelines. You know, they're not allowed to say anything nasty. I even made sure, and I don't know if you caught it, but I made sure that Kerry Washington came out and gave a lesson to say my name correctly. And, you know, that should be telling to the nation of how, you know, I run a tight ship. So, you know, I'm not going to take no for an answer. I eat no for breakfast. And, you know, it's very dictatorship worthy, right?
Right. I can see that, because obviously if you're going to be under a dictatorship, you'd want somebody like Kamala Harris. It's a great point. And obviously your husband, Doug, was there. You called him Dougie on stage. It was your 10th anniversary. Congratulations for that. How does he feel as the second gentleman? Does he like being referred to as the second gentleman?
He's always been my bitch, so. You know, he loves that. And, you know, this doesn't really change anything in our dynamic. Because, you know, he's always just done what I say. And, you know, Dougie's such a good boy. He's my one of my favorite little puppies. And he's a good boy. He listens. He's told. He does what he's told, I should say. And yeah, you know, he's been very supportive of this role. You know, he doesn't mess with me. I'll say it like that. You know, my bark is a lot worse than my bite.
Yeah. And I've noticed that you chose your vice president sort of along the same lines. It seems like the Democrats are really putting a lot of effort into cornering the boomer cuck soy boy beta demographic. Is that a strategic choice for you because of the numbers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Tim is just like Joe, but, you know, he's actually easier to control. You know, Joe had, you know, impulse control issues. He had, you know, he had necessities with his gastro. You know, it was so ridiculous. Things would get so interrupted. He had no control of his bowels. And, you know, Tim just brings this energy that we really need. But he's also a very good boy, very, very much similar to Dougie. You know, so I think that both of these gentlemen will be very easy to control and manipulate.
And have you found that positive reinforcement works? Like, do you reward them with treats, or is it more of a negative reinforcement, bop on the head with a newspaper when they get out of line?
Yeah, you know, we're a negative reinforcement family. You know, that's the way it's always been. Yes.
Because you got to be the leader of the pack, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and we know that you can do it. Now, there have been some nasty rumors. I'm sorry to even have to bring this up, but there's been some insulting and offensive misinformation from the Trump campaign that you're constantly drunk on alcohol. Can we just put this to rest? Do you drink alcohol, or is it the blood of saints that you're drunk on?
I don't feel like I really have to disclose, you know, what I do on my free time. But, you know, we are the joyful party. And what do joyful people do? You know, we drink, we have a good time. You know, sometimes that's why there's bags in the White House, right? There was that one time where we left it behind. Usually we're very good with, like, you know, doing sweeps after our parties. But, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it. These events are boring. And if I'm being honest with you, you know, I was told that I would get sort of the same sweetheart deal as Joe. You know, he gets to go to the beach. He gets to, you know, lay there every single weekend. Yeah, I wouldn't pick Delaware, you know, personally speaking. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with knocking back a few after a hard day's work.
You know, or after a day on the beach, I think that's perfectly natural. I think that resonates with most Americans. And obviously, you know, there's been so much bitterness in the past. And in fact, you noted this in your speech yesterday. Our nation with this election has a precious, fleeting opportunity to move past the bitterness, cynicism, and divisive battles of the past, a chance to chart a new way forward, not as members of one party or faction, but as Americans. I think Americans need this unifying message. Can you expand a little bit on that? I mean, how do we unify when, as you have made very clear, Trump and his supporters are domestic terrorists that must be destroyed? How do you overcome that and unify?
Well, you know, you manufacture things. Good PR. Did you notice how many American flags were in attendance last night? You know, if you noticed, we're not very patriotic until we need to be. So, you know, everything that you saw, these are very strategic maneuvers that are, you know, to be quite honest, they're above your pay grade over there at InfoWars, right? So if you would be running for office, you would understand what I'm talking about. Your boss understands what I'm talking about, but we're not going to go there. I'll tell you like this. We have been so un-American. We've been anti-American. But, you know, now that I need the votes, you know, that's how we unify. That's how we unify. So we want that patriotic feeling back. And I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but there was a gentleman that had a moment on the mic where he said, you know, 70 days, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be normal. And then we can go right back to crazy. And, you know, you just have to be realistic with the way these things work. So, you know, yesterday was just a full blown show and they ate it up. Hook, line, and sinker. I think I'm even going to get the Jewish vote.
You know, it's very impressive the way you're able to you know, pull these switches off. It's really incredible. And, you know, obviously you're the champion of women's rights, the right to get an abortion, the right to, I think that's it. Actually, I think that's the one that you're going for. This makes you sort of the champion of women, in particular women who know how to enjoy themselves, right? In a way, you're sort of like the champion of the mother of harlots in a way, if you'll excuse the phrasing. Is that how you see yourself, or how are you pitching yourself here?
Well, look, Harrison, I'll tell you like this, right? People don't understand this. I want people to listen very carefully to what I'm about to say, you know, because I want to be clear. If you notice types of music that Megan Thee Stallion, you know, Cardi B, Beyonce, and the rhetoric that they surround themselves with, well, they're always pushing women to, you know, get that bag and take those clothes off. And, you know, that's what we want. We want them to stay entertained, mindless, with baby daddies, you know, flying in and out. But if you look at those women when they're not performing, you know, most of them are married with children, right? So, you know, it's the same concept. Do as I say, not as I do. And that's how we roll with things here. So, you know, I know what the people want, right? I'm not going to sit here and hire musicians that are going to try to make the youth better and smarter. You know, we don't want that. We want people that listen to orders. You know, we want people that are going to be under our control and influence. If I need to snatch a patent away, you know, I'll just snatch that right away for the good of the country. Mm. If I need to take your guns, you know, I'll snatch them too. And before you ask, yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. So, you know, if you want to call me the Queen of Harlots, you know, I will wear that as a badge of honor. Because that's what this country is about. We are living in a full-blown coliseum. And I will be in charge of all those gladiators.
Wow, power. And as we know, power is the sort of the point of existence, right? I mean, what is life without power? And how can...
Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, you ask me about drinking. I'm drunk on power and other things, right? So power, but power, that feeling, you know, just you, I could swipe my pen and put someone away. And I'm going to, you know, that's going to be on steroids, you know, when I finally get into office. So, you know, be aware of who you vote for.
Yeah, so in that case, Democrats sort of get to live vicariously through you, you know, in this fulfilling the fantasy of having inordinate power to punish people for thinking incorrectly. That can be a really that can be a boost. Just waking up in the morning knowing that somebody's in charge with this
vindictive streak. Part, yeah. The best part is, you know, behaving this way, but this is the kicker. Are you ready?
Give me.
We're telling the voters that Trump is the one that's going to do all this. You know, everything that we say that we're not going to do, we just blame it on Trump. And they eat it up. They eat it up. I've had the most fun that I've ever had in the past few weeks. I mean, everything that I say, these people just eat it up. So, you know, that's the kicker here. Take all the power. Pretend you're for the people. Blame Trump for everything. You know, we made him the entire theme of the event. And, you know, I think it's working.
You know, I think it's really amazing. And you're helping to correct the false image a lot of people have about a lot of things. You know, for example, for so long in America, it's been pitched that having a stable family with your parents at home and being raised in a Christian community, these things have been portrayed as some sort of strength in the past. You're helping people to realize that having an intact family or you know, being raised in a safe community, that's an unfair advantage that some people have over others. And the only way to have equity and equality is to make sure that, you know, people don't get to enjoy the benefits of intergenerational wealth. That's unfair. And you're bringing fairness back into the conversation. And I think that's great because for so long people have seen these things as good when we know that they are, in fact, unfair advantages that people have. And I really think you're doing a great job reorienting people's vision of America or the nuclear family or anything like that into understanding how unfair and bad it is that some people have these advantages. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned equity, and my entire campaign is run on equity, equality, and duality, right? So what's the duality of the situation here? The duality is that not everyone, you know, and I used Christmas as an example recently, but, you know, not everyone is fortunate.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I'm in office, if I know of other kids that don't have the same fortitude as the other kids, we have to shut it all down across the board. I don't want anyone to feel bad. I don't want anyone to be sad on a holiday. So, you know, the common sense thing is to, you know, just rip it off from everyone. Nobody should have that right if a little kid at home can't celebrate Christmas. That's not fair. Mm. That's not fair. So, you know, holidays most likely are going to get canceled. We're definitely going to have Kamala History Month, right? As the first black president. We're also going to have another month designated for, you know, Indian Heritage Month, because I'm also, you know, I'm also Indian as well. You know, and that's fair to celebrate because I will be president, right? But, you know, anything else that other people, you know, can't celebrate, Well, that, you know, that's just not fair for the Americans, and I want everyone to be clear about that. You know, so Christmas is canceled, right?
I think it's a great idea. I think Christmas is one of the first places where people encounter unfairness. When your sibling gets a present that you wanted, I think we all recognize that, you know, the impulse is to burn down the Christmas tree. And I think that's a correct, accurate and moral impulse to have. Now, there was a video that came out yesterday. I think we have it here. People are making a big deal out of this. I don't want to make a big deal out of this. It's clip number 8. It's your running mate, Tim Walz. And he seems to yank his cognitively disabled son pretty harshly. Now, some people are saying he was making sure he wasn't going to hit the teleprompter. But other people are suggesting that when it comes to the Democrats, you and Joe Biden and apparently Tim Walz now, that this appearance that you have of joy and helpfulness and love, they say it's all just a very thin veneer and that you're all sort of simmering pots just and any sort of, you know, resistance or pushback against you just brings out this anger and fury and hatred. Can we just dispel this myth? I mean, what is it like behind the scenes with Kamala Harris?
You know, when it comes to the yanking, right, you know, Tim's had a hard week. You know, he was really tired. He was starting to lose patience. And, you know, children, sometimes they bring the worst out of us, right? But Tim's boy is a sweetheart. And, you know, I'm going to have a talk with Tim about this behind closed doors, right? I don't have children of my own. You know, I've always found them a little snotty and they were always in the way and they can't really do anything for me. They can't vote yet. But, you know, I will be speaking to Tim about that because we need to keep that cover tighter. He can't lose himself like that, you know, so I've been trying to manufacture him as this like soccer dad and this like happy guy. You know, I always tell him to flail his legs higher, right? I want the people to know what he can do, right? So, you know, I'm definitely going to be speaking to him about that. All right. So, you know, that was uncalled for. You know, I didn't like it. If I'm being honest, I didn't like it. You know, I don't refer to myself as like a mother of dragons kind of person. I'm more like Cersei. You know, I mentioned that yesterday. But that did break me a little bit. The American people shouldn't be exposed to that, and he needs to practice some patience. So I'm going to talk to him, you know, about just trying to hold it together. He's got to be a little more fake, but, you know, we just met, and he'll learn. I'll teach him. You know, I'm really good at that.
Flailing his legs higher. I'm sorry, I can't keep it together after telling him to flail his legs higher. Everyone, this is Esti Palti. She is by far the best Kamala impersonator out there. You can follow her on X, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at MommyRN88. You can support her and get high-quality American-made goods when you visit Switch to America with Esti, and that's ESTEE.com. Switch to America with Esti.com. ESTEE on X at MommyRN88 and on YouTube at MommyRN88. Esti, how did you discover this skill of yours in impersonating Kamala? Do you do a lot of impersonations, or how did you get started doing this?
I don't. I feel like you are watching me in real time, just kind of discover my comedic, comedic talents. But, you know, I've always kind of been quirky. I've always kind of jabbed with my friends when we're laughing and we're just hanging out. But I've told this story so many times. I hope it's not so repetitive to the listeners. It was just by accident. I downloaded TikTok during the pandemic out of sheer boredom, and I made a video. Someone said I sounded like her, and I did my attempt at the impression, and, you know, slowly but surely, I really honed it down. And I said this on the Megyn Kelly show. You know, I really stayed consistent with it simply just for the fact that I truly felt Biden's not going to make it 4 years. And I still believe that. I still believe we're going to see Harris in the presidential seat even before the election. That's why he's just kind of disappeared. So that's what happened. And I've rolled with it. I never really, you know, I'm a nurse. I have a full-blown career. But I'm kind of taking a stab at it. And if it's not to have fun, at the very least, to kind of expose her madness in this way, like we just did for the past 20 minutes, which I think was great.
Yeah, you know, and it's fun because you know, I do skits, and it's like, it's, they make it easy. You don't have to actually come up with anything. You can actually just tell the truth about them, and it's so absurd. It's hilarious. It's,
yeah, it's like new style that I've been trying out, and somehow it works, because in the beginning, it was like verbatim her speeches. I kind of just said word for word all the word vomit. But it gets boring. Even the viewers were like, oh my God, like Kamala just says the same thing over and over again. And I started making it my own, you know, and just adding her voice and just saying all these ridiculous things. And I realized that even though I'm more coherent than her, because she doesn't ever really expose herself this much, you know, I can really hone it down and make it sound like it's exactly like her. So, you know, sorry to interrupt you, but before we do head out, if anybody wants to see incredible, incredible debates, I'm with the MAGA Meme Coin Project, and I can tell you guys right now that the Twitter space debates are where it's at. We're going to have the second debate September 12th. It is going to be incredible. Because it's on Twitter spaces, if you close your eyes, Harrison, it's going to literally sound like Kamala and Trump are just head-to-head, and it's hysterical. People have loved it, and it just brings some levity to this current madness. And who knows if we're going to get a real debate from those two, but... MAGA Meme Coin Project, please follow along. We've donated thousands to veterans already from this project. That's why I've affiliated with them. It's for a great cause, and it's a lot of laughs. And Harrison, if you can catch it, I'm sure you'll love it. You'll share some clips from it. But yeah, just it's went from like laughing like her, copying her speeches. Now, you know, I made the character my own, and now I'm debating like the best Trump impressionists in the country. So it's great. It's been a wild ride.
That's amazing. So, of course, people can we'll be able to find it if they follow you on X at MommyRN88. It's September 2nd. Is it MAGA Meme Coin?
September 12th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, September 12th. Okay, September 12th.
Yes.
A big debate, MAGA Meme Coin. And
8 p.m., guys. Yeah, 8 p.m. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be incredible.
I'm looking very forward to that. And no, all I was going to say was that, you know, when you hear Kamala talk, it's almost hard to, like, to come up with statements as sort of nonsensical as hers. Like, when you try to come up with something nonsensical, it's harder than just, you know, copying her verbatim when she's talking about the duality of something. It's like, that's not a duality. It's hard to...
At this point, I'm making the stuff up. Yeah, if I'm being honest. And sometimes I'll get lost, right? Like, on the lives. And I have recovered so beautifully, either with the cackle or with just saying something. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. That's the character. So it's been a very interesting ride for sure. And yeah, she just keeps saying all these nonsensical things. And then when she tries to get serious, I find it even more funny because she says all these things. Like last night in the DNC speech, she said about the cartel and all these things that she did. I'm like, what are you talking about? You've talked about you've never even been to the border. You haven't been to Europe. Then you guys tried to retract the whole borders are thing, and now you're on here again talking about how you put away the cartel. Your entire record as a prosecutor was a disaster. Tulsi Gabbard destroyed you in 2019, and I'm going to be that one person that's going to sit here and remind everyone of that. And I'm also going to remind people of how she freaking got here in the first place. These are the most ingenuine people. It actually pissed me off that I saw so many American flags last night in attendance. It's complete bullshit. I'm sorry. You have not had one flag. This entire time, you have been the most unpatriotic things. You have been the most divisive party. And now all of a sudden, you guys are all star-spangled awesome. Give me a break, Kamala Harris. Give me a break. No one's buying it, okay? You can sit here and have MSM cut off these clips, and you can act all American, and you can have Tim's kid cry for optics. It doesn't matter. The American people are not buying it. And I'm sorry to go Alex Jones on you, but that is how strongly I feel about this. And
I'm right there with you.
I'm genuinely nauseous sometimes just doing her impression, but roasting her helps. So at this point, it's like therapy for me. You know, I get to kind of do the voice, but I attack it with my own version of what I think she's really telling people. No, and I don't think I missed them yet.
So. Humor is like the secret weapon in this information war. And you are a battery unto yourself. MommyRN88 on X and YouTube. Switch to America with SD.com to support SD Paltee. Thank you for joining us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic
supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be taking your calls the second half of American Journal. Give us a call here at 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Open line Friday. We'll be taking your calls about any and all topics. And we'll go to as many of those as possible. You know, I feel like it's a bit, I feel like it's my job to explain things. And yet there are times where you see a Twitter thread and it's like, wow, this is what I try to say, but it's expressed so much more clearly than I've ever been able to express it. And yet I feel like I'm sort of offloading my responsibility off to strangers on the internet by just reading their thread straight. But I'm going to do that. But I'm actually going to do that because there's this thread that I think puts it so brilliantly sort of, and it's very much has to do with the heart of the conflict that we're in right now in America, in particular, culturally, spiritually. This is really the dark heart of all of it. And it's a thread by Vagrant of Rhodes at Vagrant Wires on X. And it's in response to a tweet from a person named at the Wapple House, who says, it's so funny watching Trump react to somebody being normal in conversation. It throws him off so much. And it's clear he thinks all drugs are uppers since all he's ever done are amphetamines. He has no concept of depressants. So Trump did an interview with Theo Von, comedian, and there was a lot of talk about drugs. And during it, Trump is very ignorant as to the effects of drugs because he is a straight edge kind of guy. Doesn't drink, doesn't do any drugs. He has caffeine, but that's it. So he's, you know, and this is, let me read the thread. Let me not try to explain it and just read the thread that lays it out brilliantly, shall I? Again, at Vagrant Wires on Vagrant of Rhodes. Society's perception of normal is so corrupted by leftist degeneracy that people are incapable of conceptualizing healthy human behavior. In this case, normal grandfatherly innocence is anathema to their regulated, dysgenic, nihilistic interpretation of the world. Something similar happened when Trump survived the assassination. Libs repeatedly refused to believe it happened because they cannot conceptualize courage. Why would he stand and raise his fist? I would never do that. Must be fake. Their minds are too small to understand it. These are the same people who watch Lord of the Rings and go, heh, Frodo's totally gay. Did you see that gay look he gave Sam? He's totally into it. They're inherently broken. Their souls are corrupted beyond comprehension. It's best just to ignore their nihilistic prattling. But at some point, we have to discuss if these people are a different species altogether. There's certainly no point in trying to live near them or share a nation with them. They don't even believe in life or in nations as concepts, hence why they're happy to destroy both. And he posts, several memes that illustrate this point, the way that they just, I mean, in a way, they sort of are soulless. They sort of don't have souls in a lot of ways. Like, they don't think for themselves. They don't hold convictions. They don't sincerely think deeply about anything. And again, just to interrupt the thread for a second, to reemphasize what he's saying. And I think that maybe the Frodo Sam thing is like the best possible example. I should have grabbed that. There's a C.S. Lewis quote about friendship that's really brilliant. Guys, if y'all can find a quote about C.S. Lewis and friendship and the idea with Lord of the Rings in particular, and really any media that has this type of relationship, like they actually cannot conceive of. Let me put it this way. To them, sex is like the highest level of relationship. Sex, physical act of sex is like the superlative, and there's nothing greater than that. They don't understand how connections between humans is actually diminished when you introduce sex as an element. And it's not just friendship, like, it's like creepy to even talk about. But think about your own life. Your closest relationships are probably not with people who you have any attraction to whatsoever, right? It's your family. It's your siblings that you're closest to, your parents. And it's like these people can't understand how friendship, when sex is removed from the equation, is actually strengthened, is actually stronger. Good job, guys. C.S. Lewis, friendship is the greatest of worldly goods. Certainly to me, it is the chief happiness of life. If I had to give a piece of advice to a young man about a place to live, I think I should say sacrifice almost everything to live where you can be near your friends. There's another quote that was the one I was thinking about, but there's lots of good ones. But again, this idea of like, you know, sincere affection between two men that's not based on homosexuality is like anathema to them. They can't understand it. They don't understand it. They cannot conceive of it. Which also, you know, relates to things like, the Boy Scouts and stuff like that, where it's like they're I really don't even know how to explain. This is the thing. I don't even know how to explain. I need somebody to write a thread on Twitter explaining this fully. But the idea that, like, when you have, especially like kids that don't even have a conception of sex, don't have a conception, like, don't even know that it's shameful to be naked, like any of these things. When you have this innocence and this purity, it's so much more powerful and beautiful. And when you interject sin into that, it destroys the entire construction. It shatters the closeness that you have. Suddenly, instead of just like, you know, the innocence of having fun with your friends, as soon as you introduce sex into their knowledge, into their kin, it's like, oh, wait, am I attracted to him? Oh, wait, is this a sexual feeling that I'm feeling? Like, before you insert that alien concept into the friendship, it's stronger. And as soon as you insert that, it destroys everything. Liberals literally don't understand that. And there's deeper philosophical connotations to this that, again, I can't even express, but should just be obvious to anybody with a brain. But these people don't have brains. Let me just go back to the thread. They say, we don't even have a way to communicate with these people. Our words float past them uselessly. They occupy an entirely fictional world constructed out of an obsessive, nihilistic self-worship, which leaves no room for reflection. Most of them cannot be changed or convinced otherwise. This eventually leads to the shift of the Overton window in regards to normality itself. Hence, why they see grandfatherly innocence as weird. It's like they don't have a normal relationship with someone like this in their life, so the entire event becomes foreign to them. Which makes the situation so unique is that leftists have no interest whatsoever in trying to bridge their lack of knowledge or experience with others. They've lost the innate human inquisitiveness, which has been taken out by addictive, nihilistic social status posturing. For example, a person from a bad upbringing might wonder what it's like to have grown up in a healthy household with two parents. But leftists instead convince themselves that having two parents is weird, forcing the rest of society to conform to their warped view via threat. And then, of course, the classic meme of the angry soy boy pointing at the traditional image of a family happily grilling out in the lawn, 1950s style. And this is the liberal mindset, and this is actually what they believe. The 50s were never like this. No one ever owned a house. No one ever owned a car. No one ever had a good family. Nobody's ever been happy. And the other, you know, classic example of this is the leftist meme where they show a happy family, and every person is like secretly thinking of their the trauma that guides their lives, or, you know, it's the grandfather going, I molested my grandson, and the grandson going, I'm secretly gay but afraid to say it, and the mom being like, I'm drugged out, I'm deeply unhappy, but I'm on tons of drugs. And it's like, this is pure projection on the leftist part. And the Norman Rockwell, I bring it up all the time, there's a Norman Rockwell documentary where they're saying the world that Norman Rockwell painted never actually existed. This image of the 1950s is this paradise. This was all fabricated. While they're saying this, they're showing images of the town Norman Rockwell lived in, photographs of life there that all look like Norman Rockwell paintings. They don't believe their eyes. They cannot conceive of a world of decent, moral people having genuine, heartfelt connections that isn't predicated on degeneracy and sex and exploitation. Everything has to be some secret, hidden thing, because that's them. That's who these people are.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of
body's ultimate formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and you're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. Go now, check out some of our incredible deals on our incredible products. Things like Bodies, Nitric Boost, Survival Shield X3, Brain Force Ultra. You're getting 25% off Bodies right now and 40% off Vitamin C plus Zinc, plus 40% off Nitric Boost, which has quickly become one of my favorite supplements for the energy it gives me. I'm all about energy. Any supplement I take needs to give me energy, and Nitric Boost does that. Brain Force Ultra, of course, does that. And I could, if I was responsible, probably get a better night's sleep with Knockout or any of our other incredible sleep aids at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to keep us on the air. We're going to go out to your phone calls here momentarily. I know Simon from Florida has a very big story that he's going to break with us, of course, doing what he does best and looking into the diplomatic documents of Russia and China and seeing some very disturbing details in there that nobody else seems to be talking about. Very excited to talk to him, but let me just finish up with this thread because, again, I think this person puts it brilliantly. I found the quote from C.S. Lewis. I'd actually tweeted it out a year ago. And it's this from C.S. Lewis. Those who cannot conceive of friendship as a substantive love, but only as a disguise or elaboration of eros, betray the fact that they've never had a friend. Eros is like, you know, like lust, like physical love. I think that is what I was trying to express, right? That's what I was trying to say. Those who cannot conceive of friendship as a substantive love, but only as a disguise or elaboration of eros, betray the fact that they've never had a friend. It's like when you're watching, you know, Lord of the Rings, and you see Aragorn kissing the brow of, what's his name? Like, if that makes you think they're gay, it's because you've never had a friend, and it's because you don't understand human relationships, and it's very sad. It's very sad that you think the highest expression of love is sex. That's just pathetic. But it informs so much of what these people think. That's why they're constantly up on the stage going, Republicans want to tell you who you can and can't love. It's like nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. We just don't want you reading hardcore pornography to our kindergartners. Is this that hard to understand? Continuing with this thread. So again, remember, the 1950s never happened. Nobody was ever happy. If you ever see a happy family with a loyal husband and a joyful wife and well-behaved kids, it's all just secretly covering up the fact that they're all degenerate drug addict pedophiles, right? Right? That's called pure projection. That's very similar to if you're in a relationship and your significant other constantly thinks you're cheating on them. Guess what? It's because they're cheating on you. That's what happens. It's projection. These people grow up and live constantly concealing their disturbed minds, and they project that onto everybody else. I'm a freak. I'm a degenerate, addicted psychopath. That person looks normal. They must be just better at hiding it than me, which means they're really the bad ones. Because to deal with my personal mental hang-ups, I have to assume that I'm the normal one and everybody else is just bad because they're pretending to be normal. You know how that goes? They think there's some virtue in just embracing degeneracy rather than recognizing that people that reject it are sincere. He goes on, eventually they invert society entirely and the whole thing becomes incapable of holding itself together. The abnormal people begin abusing and chasing the normality out of all the systems and institutions, actively seeking to eradicate any reminders of their aberrative existence. Hence, we come to the event horizon of the lib singularity, the spiteful erasure of normal people and normal life through an incessantly combative and aggressively genocidal campaign of population replacement, grooming, regulation, propaganda, etc., to enact social control. And he posts one of the top tweets of all time by Mystery Grove Publishing, which says, reminder, communism is when ugly, deformed freaks make it illegal to be normal and then rob or kill all the successful people out of petty resentment and cruelty. The ideology is all just window dressing. Let me read that one again. Communism is when ugly, deformed freaks make it illegal to be normal and then rob and or kill all the successful people out of petty resentment and cruelty. The ideology is all just window dressing. This is what I was hinting at yesterday, talking about the fact that communism or leftism in America is a biological phenomenon. It's not ideological. It's not moral. It's biological in a lot of ways. It's the freaks not wanting to better themselves, but tear everybody down to their level. It's easier that way. Eventually, the normal people are all killed or forced by social bayonets to adopt this new social order. I like that phrase, too, social bayonets. So normal people are all killed or forced by social bayonets to adopt the new social order. It's a forced conversion. Trust collapses, drug use spikes, crime spreads, families break, incompetence and degeneracy become accepted, etc. Total societal collapse. The solution is not to try to convince these people of obvious truths, like the fact it's normal for someone to have an innocent reaction to discussing drug use. We know they won't interpret that as normal because they're not capable of doing so, so don't waste your breath. The solution instead is to overwhelm these people and remove them from all forms of social power. You can't convince a self-worshipping fiend to think about others, or a drooling cur to be nice, or a coward to not run, but you can ignore their demands and run them out of town. Ultimately, the pattern of behavior they've locked themselves into, denying reality, spirals into nihilistic coping mechanism. Nothing matters to them. We don't have to live under their Reddit tier edgelordism. We can make something new that they have no say in. This requires power and force of will and a thorough understanding of all the old eternal human behavioral concepts libs and many conservatives desperate for their approval have lost touch with. We must do so. Our very survival as a species depends on it. I just thought that was very brilliantly put. And of course, he peppers his thread with memes that illustrate this stuff in a very brilliant way. Arachnophobic, huh? You must really want to have sex with spiders, right? If you don't like gay people, it must be because you're secretly gay. How does the collective physical and mental well-being of society affect you in any way? LMAO, mind your own business. Yeah, why do you care if you're raising your child in a world beset by mental illness and drug addiction? Why does it matter to you that you can't walk down to your corner store without being assaulted by a deranged drug addict with a machete? It's fine. It's normal. And that's what I was sort of hinting at again with our Kamala impersonator, Esty. That, like, that really is how these people think. They think, like, if you complain about the fact that there's a homeless camp on your front lawn, that you just, like, hate homeless people and you have some unfair advantage and you don't have sympathy or empathy for them. You're just evil, okay? You don't understand how hard it is for them. And it's not that big of a deal that you can't go outside without fearing for your life anymore, okay? They need your sympathy and empathy. And you're the bad one for being normal while they're not. So screw them. I guess the ultimate outcome of this is screw them all. Screw them all. And, you know, at the end of the day, what it all comes down to, in my opinion, is very simply a lack of humility. It's just a lack of humility. It's this thinking that you're superior because you know about the effects of cocaine over, you know, an 80-year-old man who's like, I've never done it. If you like it, that's okay. You do what you want, but I don't get it. And it's like, okay, here's this, you know, it's like the people that think that religion has been disproven and concept of God is outdated because science exists. Like, they don't understand science. They don't know the first damn thing about science. They couldn't explain to you anything at all, right? Maybe they understand, like, maybe they remember, like, the water cycle. They can explain, like, clouds come from evaporation. And they think that means that they've disproved God somehow. They actually have the hubris to think that their, you know, scrolling our atheism has made them more enlightened and intelligent and wise than what they call goat herders from 2,000 years ago that, like, composed some of the greatest literature the world has ever seen that we still study as the ultimate expression of the human soul. Like, these people think that they're smarter and know more than the writers of the Bible. And these are people that spend 90% of their time watching porn or playing video games. And they're just like, yeah, but we have science. And it's like, you don't even know anything about science. You don't even know anything about science. You have absolutely no life experience. You've never achieved anything. Your ideas have never built a civilization ever. And any time they're implemented, the civilization collapses into chaos and murder. But no, you're superior. You're the intelligent one. Yeah, Bill Maher is more knowledgeable and wise than Paul the Apostle, right? Because he spends most of his time at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, give me a break. These people know nothing. They have nothing. And it's all built up by hubris and nihilism.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant,
This full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to your phone calls now. Diamond from Florida has called in with a classic Simon scoop. This is the thing. I get messages from Simon like this. There's a hidden sentence in a 31-page doc signed by Russian and Chinese PM on Wednesday. And then a bunch of links in Russian and Chinese after study. This is the type of deep research Simon does to uncover stuff that's missed by everybody else. And we so appreciate him bringing us this information and putting in the hard work it takes to uncover this sort of stuff. Tell us what you've found, Simon. Translate for us what is going on between Russia and China and what you've uncovered in this hidden sentence in this 31-page document. Lay it out for us, Simon.
So to put it very quickly in context, Harrison, and it's a pleasure to be with you once again. Thank you for giving the time to break the story with you on InfoWars, because it really is very significant. So there have been many annual meetings between the premier of China, not the president, the premier, and the Russian prime minister, not the president, over the years. And on Wednesday, they held the 29th annual China-Russia Heads of Government meeting in Moscow. And these are basically the guys who get sent to implement the agreement that Putin and Xi have done in huge summits with loads of publicity. This is where the real work occurs. So they did opening remarks, which were widely covered by the media. And then they announced that they were going to be signing a whole load of bilateral agreements, which are detailed in a 31-page joint communique, which both of them signed on this occasion. So eventually the transcripts got published of their opening remarks in Russian. And towards the bottom of that page, there was a PDF with a hyperlink that didn't work. But if you actually clicked on the PDF symbol, that bizarrely did work and took you to the underlying 31-page document. If you took that and put the link for that into Yandex, Russian to English translation, all 31 pages, it would spit out a translation that's a bit rough and ready. So I started reading through all of that, and here's the real blockbuster paragraph. Okay, now, halfway through, you're going to want to interrupt me. Just hesitate for a moment, and then you can ask me the zillion questions that will pop into your head. Okay?
Sure. Yeah, and we're going to go to break in about a minute 30, but we'll hold you over because I got to put all this in context with other stories that have come out recently. So I'm already thinking I want to interrupt you, Simon. So what is this paragraph? And
I'll
hold my piece.
The paragraph very quickly is, to deepen the partnership in the field of peaceful nuclear energy based on the experience of successful implementation of the Tian-1 nuclear power plant and the Zhu-Dapu nuclear power plant project. And two, this is the real kisser here, and to intensify cooperation in the field of thermonuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear fusion, fast neutron reactors, and the closed nuclear fuel cycle. Develop comprehensive cooperation based upon the principles of mutual benefit and balance of interest in the form of package agreements in the field of initial stages of nuclear fuel cycles and the joint construction of nuclear power plants. End paragraph.
Yeah. Very interesting. I know exactly what you're going to say, right? The implication is if they're intensifying cooperation with thermonuclear weapons, that means the cooperation is already happening and now it's going to accelerate. And I have so many stories from this week that contribute exactly to what you're saying, whether it's the building of nuclear power plants by China, new, you know, $20+ billion program there, or flights over Alaska carried out by nuclear capable bombers of China flying out of a Russian base. I'm going to give you the context of this. We're going to break it down fully with Simon on the other side. Stay with us. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal is on. We're going out to your phone calls, starting with a special phone call from Simon from Florida, who has done the deep research, done cover the important little phrases, a 31-page document published in this joint meeting by Russia and China. And, you know, deep down there on page 17 is this paragraph. To deepen the partnership in the field of peaceful nuclear energy based on the experience of successful implementation of the Taiwan nuclear power plant and Zhadapu NPP projects, and to intensify cooperation in the field of thermonuclear weapons, P-17 nuclear fusion, fast neutron reactors, and the closed nuclear fuel cycle, develop comprehensive cooperation based on the principles of mutual benefit and balance of interest in the form of package agreements in the field of the initial stage of the nuclear fuel cycle and joint construction of nuclear plants. And again, the key sentence fragment there is, and to intensify cooperation in the field of thermonuclear weapons. Now, Simon, I want to get your elaboration on this, but before I do, let me just point to a few news stories from the last week or so. First of all, you have this from the 20th of August. China seeks to heat up economy with $28 billion nuclear power investment in 11 reactors. China approved 5 new nuclear power projects and have 6 more on the way. And then you have this, which I think is probably the most important story when talking about, you know, how it relates to what we're discussing, Simon. NORAD intercepts Russian and Chinese bombers operating together near Alaska in first such flight. So this was July 25th, so nearly a month ago. And I mentioned this, but I haven't really given it the attention it deserves, because what this is a Chinese nuclear-capable bomber escorted by Russian fighters flying out of Russia's, I believe, northernmost naval plant. And for this to have happened, it means that China and Russia have been cooperating together for months at least, like in order to coordinate and collaborate at this level. And in doing so, they went farther inland into American airspace and harassing Alaska. They had to be chased out of American airspace by American fighters. A nuclear-capable Chinese plane flying out of a Russian base with Russian fighter jet escorts, doing a quick little taunt at the American Air Force. North American Aerospace Defense Command intercepted 2 Russian and 2 Chinese bombers flying near Alaska Wednesday, and what the U.S. defense official said was the first time the two countries have been intercepted while operating together. Here's the really interesting part to all of this. Russia, at one point, was a part of the They're called the Pac Rim games, I think, or they're not games, but giant military exercises that all of NATO participates in. Russia was allowed to observe that, and China under Obama was allowed to observe that. So they actually have the battle plans of America and NATO in the Pacific. They know exactly how they react, what the lines of communication are, what the procedures are. They were actually involved in the RIMPAC exercise several years ago. So again, just sort of representing the either ineptitude or deliberate being a traitor of the Obama administration, who originally allowed Russia and China to observe these exercises and see firsthand what our military response would be to this type of provocation. So they have the upper hand on that. And they both flew out of this base in Russia up near Alaska. Video released by the Russian Defense Ministry showed the bombers flying together, as well as the intercept by U.S. and Canadian aircraft. Asked on Thursday if the interception was an example of Russia and China testing the U.S. in wake of President Joe Biden's decision to pull out of the 2024 race, Lloyd Austin said, "They're always testing us." And of course they are. But this is a major, major escalation towards nuclear war that comes, you know, perfectly in line with all the other escalations to nuclear war. However, another interesting occurrence, this was about a month ago that they flew out of this base. And then, lo and behold, about a week ago, Shivalik volcano erupts in Russia after powerful magnitude 7.0 earthquake. And this just happens to be a volcano and a massive earthquake hitting at this naval base that they flew out of. A volcano near a major naval base on Russia's eastern coast erupted Sunday after a powerful magnitude 7 earthquake struck the Pacific about 63 miles away. It briefly triggered a code red warning for aircraft. This volcano spewed an ash column high in the air, but, you know, again, knowing what we do about the weapon systems available to the New World Order and the ability to create things like earthquakes, it's a little bit suspicious that following the sortie out of this naval base that it is suddenly hit with a 7.0 earthquake out of nowhere. A little bit odd there. Biden, of course, this week it was revealed he approved secret nuclear strategy refocusing on the Chinese threat. Classified document approved in March, the president ordered U.S. forces to prepare for possible coordinated nuclear confrontations with Russia, China, and North Korea. And, of course, more and more with every day that passes, the alliance between Russia, China, and Iran squaring off against Israel, NATO, and the U.S., both of these alliances are being hardened and being driven farther away from each other diplomatically and more towards war. So, Simon, that's just some of the background that people might not be aware of. Flying nuclear-capable sorties, earthquakes just outside of the naval base that they launched from, Biden issuing this memo to reorient the nuclear defenses of America to focus on China, in particular China and Russia's collaboration. And then we have what you have now presented, which seems to be an admission that China and Russia are already working together in some capacity on building thermonuclear weapons. So the floor is yours, Simon. What else do you understand from this document and this meeting between Russia and China?
So, Harrison, your context is most excellent and entirely correct. And the significance that Lloyd Austin downplayed was that it was a flight of Chinese H-6 nuclear bombers flying alongside a flight of Russian Tupolev 95 nuclear bombers from a Russian airbase. So that was a first. The joint exercise of their nuclear bombers was a first. They then flew across the Bering Strait and entered the Alaska air defense identification zones. They didn't technically go into American airspace, but they crossed the kind of imaginary line where F-16s get scrambled and they fly up to figure out who exactly that big blip is on the radar screen.
Right.
It was a shock, and it was a first. It was many firsts. And I think it's the first time that Chinese nuclear bombers have actually been escorted not by Chinese fighter aircraft, but by Russian fighter aircraft. So this is all contrary to the pretense that Russia and China don't technically have a military alliance. But as Xi repeatedly says, their friendship goes beyond the bounds of traditional alliances. Now, in that context, in the Chinese account of this document, and none of them, bizarrely, were linking to the actual document itself, which they normally do when it's something they want to boast about, they described it as so significant that the diplomatic relationship that pre-exists between Russia and China, which is the highest of, believe it or not, 16 different rankings of Chinese diplomatic relations with other different countries around the world, that was previously called the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership of Coordination in the New Era, which is a phrase that obviously you and I have talked about on many occasions that Xi often refers to in the new era. Mm. And so that got the premier status of all of their diplomatic relations with every other country in the world, right? And the Chinese are saying, no, this document takes us beyond that. We're going to have to invent a new name. Mm. This is how close our relationship is becoming as of Wednesday, all right? And your point is well made there by doing the word analysis of these 10 words that form part of a sentence on the last sentence of page 17 of this 31-page document that I'm guessing not many people have read so far in Chinese or Russian. Right?
That's why we need you, Simon. We don't even know these things exist, let alone reading them.
Yeah. No, but you know, everyone has their little niche in life. Mine is to be Prince of the Obscure, and I'm quite comfortable in that.
Yes, and Prince of the Obscure. That'd so be a I'm good not, Twitter name for you.
Yes, possibly. I might have to change that. And in this document, they also talk about the Northern Sea Route. Now, that goes through the very same waterway that these nuclear planes flew over last month, which is basically going from Vladivostok all the way around the northern edge in the Arctic Circle of Russia to Murmansk, where they have all their nuclear subs. Okay? And so this document talks about developing that transportation route with the Chinese. But the other big news is they talk about joint construction of Arctic-rated vessels. Mm. Now, that's been a huge issue for the U.S. Navy because they desperately need nuclear-powered, what they call ultra-class icebreakers, in order to guard the northern flank of NORTHCOM, which is that huge higgledy-piggledy borderline of Canada, on the other side of the Arctic region, which is the short route for Russian missiles to fly from Russia to America, or from American missiles to fly from America to Russia. It's over the North Pole. Right. So particularly now that that region is ice-free during the summer, it's becoming extremely highly competed over. Now, Russia, like America, is having problems building these ice-resistant, you know, super-strengthened hull ships at anything like the rate that they want. But this agreement appears to indicate that they're going to outsource that ship construction with the technology that's not only being transferred for nuclear weapons, but for nuclear power plants, now for nuclear-powered ice-rated ship construction. And the Chinese, as we've seen, they're putting ships out like a new Navy ship or an aircraft carrier or submarine, like every month,
right.
Whereas America's got a massive backlog just on submarine construction, let alone anything else. And that's largely a factor of having wound everything down at the end of the Cold War, the average age being 60, and it taking many, many years to train the necessarily skilled people. But in terms of the new world order, that once again, you and I have discussed many times on InfoWars, and I know you do this without me as well, as does, so he's not quite understanding it, no offense, he's a bit behind, unfortunately. The phrase that you'll immediately recognize that's on page 24 of this same document is confirmation that the Greater Eurasian Partnership, which the Russian foreign minister is talking about in a speech again today, is being done in cooperation and in parallel with the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative.
Right.
So there's some huge takeaways from this document. The Northern Sea Route, the cooperation intensified on thermonuclear weapons, and also the long-term global project between the Greater Eurasian Partnership and the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative.
Yeah.
And these are huge, huge concepts. And you've got Blinken and Biden saying, oh, the Chinese are helping the Russians on machine parts and dyes to refurbish their national defense industrial base. And maybe they're just playing the game, trying to make the Europeans impose some sanctions on the Chinese. But it is leagues beyond that. Leagues,
right.
Like generations of involvement beyond that.
No,
far beyond anything to do with Ukraine.
Right, Ukraine is like and you know, relating this, sorry to interrupt, Simon, but, you know, relating this to the Belt and Road Initiative and understanding how long that has been in operation and how these two things are developing on parallel tracks, the military cooperation and development with the economic unification sort of over this huge swath of land. Clearly, these people are operating on they're thinking generationally while America is playing catch up. In fact, maybe the best way to illustrate this is the story that came out yesterday. Biden-Harris Department of Energy official calls for queering nuclear weapons as part of radical DEI agenda. So while our actions in Ukraine are and sanctions are forcing our enemies, you know, into closer and closer alliance, Russia and China, really forced whether they want to or not, and it looks like they do want to. But even if they didn't, they're being forced to cooperate and integrate, you know, militaries into one another by the aggressiveness of America. And the people here in America are worried about whether or not the nuclear weapons are queer. So, it'll be a rainbow-colored apocalypse coming very soon. Final thoughts, Simon. I do want to get to other callers, but tell us how people can find you and follow you.
Yeah. So I'll be going through this document and covering the Kennedy speech along with the Harris speech and the Lavrov speech on weaponizednews.com or Weaponized News on Rumble and Twitter at in a bumper show, an extended show, from 6:30 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. But the thing that people should bear in mind is American State Department are asking the Russians to start renegotiating START 3, which is the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, version 2 of which is due to expire in a year and a half, which would take all the limits nuclear weapon development, testing, and deployment. Mm. But the point is even if America and Russia have roughly negotiated a 5,500 warhead limit for each other, if Russia transfers all of their technology to China and China builds 5,000 nuclear warheads, then suddenly America is outnumbered not on a parity with Russia, but 2-1 in the alliance between Russia and China. So we can all rest assured that 1,500 nuclear warheads will be enough to destroy the world many times over.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, the best case scenario at this point is there's still survivors at the end of this. I mean, they really are pushing us towards a cataclysm that humanity has never experienced before. Thank you so much for the update, Simon. Incredibly informative, as always. WeaponizedNews.com. You can tune into that at 6:30 tonight after the War Room. And again, we could spend the whole show on this. It does deserve to be at the top of our list because this is what they're pushing for. They're pushing for World War III, a nuclear armed conflict between America, Israel, and NATO, and Iran, Russia, and China. And again, just this week, the number of stories. I mean, there was a month ago that it was that flight, and then this week you've got the Biden, the revelation of the Biden memo talking about focusing more on China. You've got these stories, right? Ukraine says NATO is going to detonate nuclear weapons improvised from radioactive nuclear waste material and conventional explosives on nuclear power plant in Russia. Ukraine tried to attack Russian nuclear power plant, according to Putin. The IAEA has been notified of an attempt to strike on the facility in the Kursk region, the president has said. And this story is from yesterday, the 22nd of August. Lunatic Zelensky attacked a nuclear power plant. It's on fire. This is what the U.S. government, EU, and NATO and the rules-based order are supporting. And it goes on and on. Of course, Israel is suggesting, or Iran is suggesting, that Israel will attack its nuclear facilities the moment conflict breaks out in a real way between those two countries. There are lots of signals coming out that nuclear conflict is very much on the table, and not a lot of people are even talking about it, let alone telling you the real seriousness and the real warning that you need to know. Prepare now, folks. However you can, prepare now. Spread the word. All of this is a choice. All of this is the consequence of America's deranged geopolitical machinations. They're literally risking your life to continue to murder people in Ukraine. It is completely and utterly insane. And we don't even know how insane it is until somebody like Simon calls in and gives us the down and dirty from these internal discussions between Russia and China. Absolutely incredible stuff. WeaponizedNews.com and just search Simon from Florida on X. Let's go out to the next caller now. Clown Car in Coney Island. Go ahead, Clown Car. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? I was just wondering, so when we fight, we win, right?
Usually.
Well, I'm saying that's their chanting point now. If you notice, like, every what's silly is there's a chant after every other five words that somebody says, if you notice. Somebody must have said, hey, the way the Trump's rallies got so strong was they chanted a lot together. So you hear them all. They can't even chant USA together in sequence. But the best part was watching a Chinese kid wave a Puerto Rican flag in the middle of all the American flags. There was one Chinese kid waving a Puerto Rican flag. That's where they're going to attack first. But what I think is
wait. I love that. That's the like the modern face of America is a Chinese kid waving a Puerto Rican flag. I mean, you see that and you think America number one. Yeah, what a disgrace. Sorry to interrupt. Go on, Clown Car.
Not at all. So what we're talking about is when we fight, we win. But it's funny because they only bought up that domain name a couple of months ago. So that means that they weren't prepared for somebody to come in and buy. Ready? So when we fight, we win. When we lose, we cry. And that's exactly what they did with Hillary. They all sat there and cried. And they said, oh, man, we could have taken over the country. But you didn't. And guess what? You're going to cry again. And this time when you lose, I'm going to be standing there laughing in your face. That's it.
Oh, yeah. We will laugh. We will certainly laugh. And just to illustrate what you're saying here, just a pair of stories, one from yesterday in the DNC, one from a couple months ago. The one from yesterday, August 22nd, this progressive leader is 100% confident Trump would try to overturn a Harris win. He's a threat to democracy. He's a dictator. He's going to not accept the results. Now, it's hilarious because how would Trump even try to overturn a win? He's a private citizen. This doesn't even make any sense. And compare that to the story from February of this year, how Democrats could disqualify Trump if the Supreme Court doesn't. Look, folks, they believe nothing. All they care about is power. And if they can get power by being hypocrites, then that's just what they got to do. And so, like, simultaneously and with no sense of irony, they are both strategizing how to disqualify Trump, whether that's kicking him off the ballot in Colorado or getting the Supreme Court to kick him off the ballot nationally or withholding information from him from the intelligence briefings that he should be getting, or just, you know, going in and by executive order and fiat, just like declaring martial law and arresting Trump on trumped up charges. And then simultaneous to that, they're warning you that Trump is not going to accept the results of the election. It sounds insane because it is, and our enemies are madmen.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality.
CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions and coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Going back this week, a couple interesting, horrifying, devastating, infuriating stories came out about poison in our food and water. They admitted that fluoride lowers your IQ in doses that are regularly found in U.S. tap water. Something we've been telling you for literally decades and been called crazy for it. Now, this literally goes back to the 60s. Our precious bodily fluids, I mean, it's like the core plot of Dr. Strangelove. This is how long this has been known, and yet for the last several decades, the government has added fluoride to the drinking water, knowing this full well. And because this is the case, this is the thing you have to understand. The purpose of an organization is what it does. If lowering your IQ, or if putting fluoride in water lowers your IQ, that's not an unfortunate side effect. That's why they do it. Kind of like how if the immigrants invading the country are committing massive amounts of crime and impoverishing Americans, you know, that's why. That's why they're brought in. That's the purpose of the program. And if fluoride raised your IQ, it would never go in the water. That's the point I'm trying to make. If the immigrants were hardworking Norwegians, they would be stopped at the border and shipped back that day. The destruction, the poisoning, this is the purpose of all of these things. Okay? That was just one of them. The other big story is about microplastics being found in your brain. Because they're literally everywhere. They're in your balls, they're in your brain, they're in the freshly fallen snow on top of mountains in the Arctic. So it's everywhere now. The poison is ubiquitous. But I'm not here just to black pill you. Quite the opposite, actually. And big shout out to Riker polyester-free activewear at Riker Clothing. I didn't realize this was a corporate thing. I'm not endorsing them, but this is a very fantastic thread. A lot of talk about microplastics on the timeline. Many think it's impossible to avoid them. There's nothing I can do. Wrong. Here's 11 ways to mitigate your microplastic exposure without being too neurotic about it. Okay, one, stop using plastic water bottles. Obvious but important, a 2024 study from the National Academy of Sciences found around 240,000 microplastic particles in the average 1 liter water bottle. This is 10 to 100 times the previous estimated amount. Get yourself a high-quality stainless steel water bottle instead. Switch to plastic-free kitchen equipment is tip number two. Plastic spatulas and heated pans equals leaching microplastics. Also, a 2023 study found that using plastic cutting boards could expose you to up to 70 million microplastic particles per year. Opt for stainless steel or wood cooking equipment. Tip number three, use only stainless steel or cast iron pans. Nonstick pans are coated with Teflon, and when heated, toxic chemicals can leach from the Teflon into your food. Not only that, but a 2022 study found a scratch on your nonstick pan releases 2 million microplastic particles into your food. Tip number four, never microwave plastic. There is absolutely no microwave-safe plastic. Microwave-safe just means it won't fully melt. In a 2023 study, microwaving plastic for 3 minutes causes the release of up to 4.2 million microplastic particles. Tip number five, ditch your toxic Keurig. There's a few things that cause more microplastic shedding than heating plastics at a high temperature. If you're using a Keurig, it's time to stop. Opt for a fully stainless steel coffee maker or French press. Number six, switch to natural fiber bed sheets and pillows. You don't want to be sleeping in plastic. A 2022 study found that polyester bed sheets release over 4 million plastic microplastics per week. Switch to bedding and pillows made of natural fibers like organic cotton, linen, or wool. Tip number five, get a high-quality water filter, not mentioned in this thread, but might I add, from InfoWarsStore.com. While tap water has substantially less microplastics than bottled water, tap water is still a source of microplastics. It's an easy fix. Get a high-quality water filter like Berkey or Lifestraw or Alexa Pure Pro from InfoWarsStore.com. That's certified to filter out microplastics. Minimize processed food consumption is another obvious one. Stop wearing polyester clothing. That clothing releases 200,000 to 500,000 metric tons of microplastics into the water supply per year. Just from the washing and the washing machines, that happens. Again, opt for natural fibers. Choose plastic-free personal care products. You know, obviously, if anything you're rubbing on your face is being absorbed by your pores. 11 is a tip that I say pretty often, but doesn't always come up on the lists of these things. Air filters. Get a high-quality air filter. Most people don't realize that microplastics aren't just leaching into your skin and water. They're actually airborne. Get a high-quality air purifier with HEPA-certified filter that can filter microplastic particles less than 5 millimeters. might I suggest, the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's it. No doom and gloom. No, just actionable tips. And many of these tips are one-time swaps that are easy to integrate into your life. Don't get black-pilled. There's plenty you can do to meaningfully reduce your microplastic exposure without being too neurotic about it. It's very easy. It's very simple. Yes, we have to work to get laws passed. Yes, we have to work to clean up this situation in a very real way from a centralized, you know, authoritative source. We have to make the political changes to disincentivize companies from releasing plastics and also to clean up the plastics that are out there. While we work on achieving that, protect yourself by limiting and mitigating your exposure to plastics by getting a water filter, an air filter, and the one suggestion that just covers all this, replace plastics with natural fibers. It's as simple as that. Cotton versus polyester, glass versus plastic or rubber utensils or cooking implements in your kitchen. Just don't, you know, it might be a bit more expensive, but, you know, not that expensive, and certainly not when you're talking about removing millions upon millions of plastic particles from your diet. It's not that hard. Resist with everything you've got. Out to your phone call. Thunderwood in Wisconsin has called in about Kamala's speech. Go ahead, Thunderwood. Were you inspired? Were you uplifted? How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, I was super inspired by Kamala Harris's throat work speech last night. It was pretty amazing. She's really good at that, you know. And like, you know, they have the 30330 text message thing on the podium to sign up for their alert. And I counted that she had about 33 vice presidential, possible presidential titty bounces as she did her speech. And I was thinking maybe the Illuminati's trying to send us some sort of message.
You're doing and, the numerology, are
I
you?
Think, yeah, and then I think her nails and her hair looked absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, so completely without substance.
Take 4 years of that.
I know.
I don't know if I can take 4 years.
It's 8 years. It's the best, you know, argument for voting on Donald Trump is listening to Kamala Harris's voice for any period of time. It's like, my God, you really want this shrieking harpy to condescend to you for the next 4 years? It's awful. It's awful. Final thoughts, Thunderwood?
Yeah, and then I noticed sometimes I spoke with you earlier this week about possible AI face filters being used live time, and I noticed a couple times when they corrected the error with the camera that when they walked in front of their face went in front of the teleprompter.
We're getting some AI interference right now. That was kind of crazy. What is going on, fellas? All right, I'm sorry. We sort of lost you there, Thunderwood, but we'll go on to the next caller. I'm not sure what that was, if I was the only one hearing that. That was crazy. Thank you very much for the call, Thunderwood. All very good points, of course. Aaron from Minnesota, what we could do to stop the steal. Oh, Aaron from Michigan. Sorry, go ahead.
That's fine. Minnesota is not too far away from me. But starters, I buy X3 and the Brain Force. And I'm going to tell you what, that Brain Force really works better than any energy drink I ever had. And your Alexa Pure water filters. I swear by those three products. And also,
well,
congratulations.
We got to go to break. I was hoping you would just say your piece there and then we'd go to break. But, you know, you plugged. So now I have to hold you over and give you time on the other side because we love when people plug. You go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. We'll be back for more phone calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing, critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Friday afternoon, Aaron from Michigan. It's Michigan, right? Aaron from Michigan, go ahead.
Right.
Thank you for plugging X3, water filters. Really appreciate that. Go ahead, and if our callers can be as quick as possible, we'll get to as many as possible. Aaron, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, well, first I want to congratulate you on your interview with Kamala Harris.
Thank you. But, yeah, big
I wondered if you're familiar with Jay Valentine from Fractal Web.
I know that name for sure, yeah.
Okay, well, he created a database using his quantum technology that actually exposes not only dirty voter rolls, but people that it's not possible they exist to vote. I've looked through his stuff quite a bit, and he estimates, and I think it's true by my hours and hours of study, that there's 500,000 illegitimate voters in each state. And he actually, it looks like Wisconsin's purging 140,000 illegitimate voters because of his technology. And I'm just wondering why I haven't heard anything about it on your show. I watch InfoWars a lot, and I haven't heard them talk about this at all. It's just by chance that I stumbled upon it. But also, what you can do is you can go on his site, Omega, the number 4America.com, and you can find your where you vote at, and you can find the dirty ballots, and because they're all mail-in, because these people don't exist,
right.
And go to your local Secretary of State office and demand that they throw those ballots out with the information that you present them. And by law, they're obligated not to count those votes.
Right.
So you're looking at 500,000 in every state. Trump would win by a landslide that way. There'd be no way for him to steal the election.
Fascinating. Yeah, I haven't looked into that. Jay Valentine, OmegaForAmerica.com. I will look into that. And again, it just makes me think of the all of the technology we have, all of the surveillance, all of the various ways that, you know, various AI companies, Palantir and all these others, are sweeping up our data in massive amounts and collating it and coming to conclusions about it. There should be no reason why a single voter roll should be incorrect. Like, there's so much, there's so many different tactics available to determine who lives where and who does what. And it's like, it'd be one thing if we had all the surveillance and everything was nice and all the criminals were in jail and all the votes were legitimate. And it's like, instead, we have all this surveillance. It's exclusively used to go after, like, people who are standing outside of abortion clinics or protesting the murder of children in the UK. And it's like, the obvious conclusion is that this is a choice. They're choosing to have voter rolls filled with hundreds of thousands of illegitimate voters, because that's part of their plans, part of their tactic. The purpose of a program is what it does. Very good points, Aaron, and I will take a look into that particular organization. Thank you for that suggestion. Let's go to Joey in Georgia now on line 9. Giving illegals free housing. Yeah, the $30,000 for illegals, another $25,000 on top of that from the federal level. And nothing for Americans, Joey. What are your thoughts on this?
I've been seeing ads on YouTube of a lovely young lady informing Americans of how they too can have benefit from some of these programs set up to fund illegals. And I'm torn between being upset that people would siphon away from a dying system, yet at the same time, I'm upset that the government has put people in such dire circumstances that they feel the need to take advantage of situations like that.
Yeah, you know, it maybe it's not that bad of an idea. Go to some town just over the border, lose your ID, come wandering across, and not only will you be given a place to stay and a free apartment for a little while and a phone and a package of cash and a debit card and health care and child care and everything else the illegals are being provided that are not being provided to the American people, but you could get, you know, $55,000 off your new down payment to the house that you don't qualify for. So really, just, you know, seems like crossing the border is like winning the lotto. Being born an American is like, I don't know, being a slave in the mines. It's, you know, we get nothing, they get everything. It's blatant. It's egregious. It's because they hate Americans.
It absolutely is.
I mean, this is the thing. It's like, it, you know, I always think of the It's Always Sunny line when they ask Frank, why not Hillary? Why wouldn't you vote for Hillary Clinton? He's just like, she hates freedom. And it's like a funny line because it's like, she hates freedom. What the hell are you? Who hates freedom? That doesn't even make. But like, no, these people, they hate freedom. They hate America. Like, it's they hate Americans. Well, why else would you set up a system like this? You'll love these people. You see them as something to be exploited, and you resent them for allowing you to exploit them. It's evil. It's very, very, very evil. And it's very strange that the people who despise our country are ruling our country. Let's go. Thank you very much for the call, Joey. It's disturbing that this is the world we live in. Let's go to Tony in Wisconsin now. Digital ID. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. So you guys need to play Rocco Elliott, Red 40 is the name of the song on your show. That'd be amazing. But yeah, so we all want voter ID, right? So let's push digital ID. And now if we want to vote, we all have to accept a digital ID to vote. And it's pretty simple, actually. and really upside down, I guess.
Problem, right? Reaction, solution. No, they literally already did this in the 90s. In the 90s, there was a push for a real ID. There was opposition to it, going, we don't need electronic IDs. This is invasive. And other people going, but we have this big problem with illegal immigrants. If we get real ID, then the immigrants won't be able to get jobs, and they'll have to go home. So implement real ID, and that'll solve the immigration crisis. They implement real ID, the immigration crisis gets 100 times worse, right? So it'll be the same thing. Oh, we just need digital ID, and then our elections will be secure, and we'll get digital ID, and we'll be enslaved in the beast system, and the elections will be stolen right out from under our noses like they are now. And it's the same. It's problem, reaction, solution, but the solution is, in fact, just another set of problems. So it's an infinite loop that ends in our death. Thanks for the call, John. Tony, thanks for the call. John in Ontario is up now. The Pet Goat 2 video we've talked about and showed some clips from on this show not too long ago, but you say there's some symbolism there that makes you think of Kamala. Go ahead, John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, thanks for having my call. I always wondered, in the opening scene, Bush turns into Obama, Obama's there, then the girl drops the apple, the lotus comes out of the apple, and then Obama gets all nervous. And when they were waiting for his endorsement of Kamala, there was this indication that he was kind of nervous about endorsing her. And then that made me think, hey, in that video, I Pet Goat 2, yeah, he looks nervous. So the apple opens up, and of course the name Kamala means lotus. Mm. And the symbol of there is like the fertility and all this. And it goes back to the fact that the girl who drops the apple is Revelation 12, where she's got the moon at her feet and she's got 12 stars at her head, and she's clothed in the sun. So the iron mixed with the clay, it says, will be the last kingdom. And the last kingdom is, of course, this mix between the serpent seed and the seed of the woman. And this makes Obama nervous because he's not sure about whether or not he wants to, you know, accept this alliance between two factions that have been warring for so long. And I think that's the great danger that we're walking into right now. Symbolically, what it's saying is that everyone is going to come after those people who really believe in truth. Everybody's going to turn on them. Mm. Doesn't matter who they are, as long as they're not secure in truth. So that's what I see.
Fascinating, man. I don't know what to make of this video. Is it incredibly deep and like intricate? And are there symbols to be uncovered here, or is it just like you throw enough stuff at the wall and something sticks? Because you're right. I mean, it seems to. I mean, the fact that the lotus flower, and that's what Kamala's name means. I mean, the symbolism is almost overbearing at certain points. It's pretty astonishing. People who don't know, Pet Goat 2 is the CGI film. When did it come out? Like 2003 or something, right? Or it must have been 8 because it was after Obama. But yeah, a lot of bizarre symbolism that seems to hint at things that happened after this came out. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty incredible stuff. And worth revisiting every once in a while, see where in the timeline we are. Folks, that's about going to do it for us here at American Journal for this week. We'll be back, of course, on Monday. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. That begins in 90 seconds. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us in the fight and on the air and get yourself a supplement that can improve your life in a variety of different ways and ways you don't even know until you try. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Take advantage of the sales. Get yourself a product. Keep us on the air. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. See you on Monday.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing.
You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.